"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 until 4. And if you miss anything or all of it, after 4 o'clock every day, we post John and Ken on demand. That's the podcast. Same show, and you could pick up whatever got away from you.
It goes round and round and round and round if you wanted to. Just keep replaying the same show for the next 24 hours till we do another show.
Or play hundreds of others.
Quick reminder that the Moist Line is back in 2 days. So we'll take your calls using that app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. You're in for a real treat today, because in each of our 3 hours, I'll call it the trifecta of El Segundo Time stories, we have quite a collection, and they're all dealing with the race card, all three, but from very distinct angles. Birds, your Ring camera, and the Blaxit. What? Well, remember the Brexit?
Right.
When British left the European Union,
yes.
This, according to the El Segundo Times reporter, is the Blaxit. Black Americans leaving because we're too racist. Leaving the country.
Is that right?
They found a woman, yeah. Well, they found a woman who's in Costa Rica. I'll read you one key sentence in the story coming up. We'll probably do that one first this hour. We're going to do one each hour, these three stories, because they're gems. They really are gems. I was just reading the one about the birds.
The birds.
I scroll down. Who wrote this one? Oh, the drought reporter. Good Lord.
Right, yeah.
The Times has a drought reporter.
That was in their, that's in their climate change section.
You found that one first. They actually emailed that one to me.
That is the first thing I read this morning. Got up at 6 in the morning, went to the LA Times because it makes me happy. I get a good laugh. And man, they outdid themselves. I saw the racist bird story, and then the racist Ring camera story. And I said, oh my God, this
I saw that one this morning. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because I have a Ring camera, I'm racist? Oh, damn it.
I
don't pass the Times test.
I look at birds. I get a diversity of birds in my backyard.
We talked about your bird fascination.
That's right.
So, you know what we might do as a daily feature, if it's funny enough? Just randomly take a look at the Times website during the show and just read some of the ridiculous story headlines.
Yes. See how many times what's their four main categories is race, gender, climate, and there's something else. What are those? Some other left-wing...
Would you say LGBTQ, or is that under gender? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll think of it later.
Should I get the clown music ready?
The yes.
Well, it's a different world. An update now on what's going on in another part of the world. And, of course, that's Israel against Hamas. One thing that kind of happened today, which definitely bears watching, is Hezbollah. Hezbollah is in Lebanon. And apparently there was some firing back and forth between the Israeli army and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, which if this breaks out into something, this would be, of course, to the north of Israel. Hezbollah is an Iran-backed Shiite group committed to, again, the destruction of the Jewish state. Now, they have an alliance with Hamas, but they didn't always, because apparently they were on opposite sides when there was a Syrian civil war. This goes back, John, to Sunni versus Shias, right? That whole thing, religious divergence. Yeah,
two distinct flavors of Islam. And yeah.
Hamas is a Sunni Muslim group.
They have a 1,000-year feud going on, and it's over their relationship with Muhammad.
Right. Right. I think we talked about this years ago in reference to stuff going on in Iraq, and Iraq versus Iran.
Right. And there was an element
at odds, those countries.
There was an element with Al-Qaeda as well.
Right. Now, there is also an Israeli lawmaker who, shades of Putin, who wants to deploy a doomsday weapon against Hamas. The name is Revital, I guess nicknamed Tali Gotliv. An Israeli lawyer and member of the Knesset, posted multiple times on X, which, of course, people still call Twitter, about the possibility of nuclear warfare, making the argument that to go in there with ground troops to try to root out Hamas would maybe not work. It would be very long and time-consuming and possibly cause a lot of deaths. This is a woman, by the way. And she mentioned Jericho, which is a reference to Israel's initial ballistic missile program developed in the 1960s and, of course, named for the biblical city. They actually started this program jointly with France, but France withdrew in 1969, and Israel's maintained the system. And they had the first Jericho, as they call it, Jericho 1 model, was ready in 1973 during the Yom Kippur War. Now, this is one person, one politician. I don't necessarily believe that this is going to gain a lot of ground with the rest of the Israeli government and the military, but her words were, but why should Israel need to develop an intermediate-range ballistic missile? This is an analyst. Given that its declared adversaries, Iran and several Arab states, are all within much shorter range, the answer may be that Israel, as a security-infused state, always considers worst-case scenarios and plans for contingencies. So this is just some of the chatter that's going on out there.
And sometimes when you see someone go out on a limb like that, it looks like, oh, she's just one person shooting off her mouth, or maybe she was asked to. It's like, would you do this? Would you plant the seed in the minds of everyone else?
Right, right.
Okay.
Put it out there and see what the response is.
And then if people say, what the hell is this? Hey, that was just opinion of one person. But I doubt it's the opinion of one person, because I do think Israel's mindset is that there are multiple enemies who want to annihilate them. And so they have gamed out a lot of this for many, many years. And all that changes is the severity of the weapons that they have developed. And the thing is that it makes what happened all that more shocking. When you think of how much money they have spent and how the system they have to defend themselves and all the people that they're able to call up, it's just mind-boggling how Hamas was able to pull this off. There's a great story to be told there on what happened.
One day there will be, yeah. Right. I honestly believe. Some people think this is going to topple Netanyahu from power there, because they just were not, they didn't see this coming.
Somebody screwed up big time. It's like when a plane crashes, though. It's multiple factors all at the same time. So it's probably a number of people stopped doing their job properly.
Yeah, there's no country on the planet more on the defensive than Israel, which has been for decades. And you're right. They always have to be ready for anything, especially with all these groups.
I was watching ABC News last night, and they did almost the entire newscast. John Muir. David Muir.
David Muir, the underwear model.
Yes. So, and it was gruesome stuff. I mean, they showed a kid's bedroom where the blood was spilled all over the sheets. It was just terrible things. And the neighborhood where the kids had been beheaded. And they also showed that not too far away, the music show where 260 people were murdered.
The festival, right?
Right. It's all in the same area. And one of those two sites, I forget which, either the neighborhood or the music festival, right next to it was the fence that divided Israel from Gaza.
Right.
I mean, they were right there on the literal border. And I'm thinking, wow. And I read just today. I read a story about how Israel is constantly monitoring Gaza. They have all kinds of surveillance tactics that go on.
You would imagine they have extensive intelligence operations.
So it's like, right. I read that.
How come somebody didn't get the word that this was coming?
It was a see-through fence. Right. It was a chain-link fence.
Oh, they blasted through it pretty easily for us.
It wasn't much of a fence. It was easy to go through, but it just seemed like, hey, somebody should have said, hey, what's going on over there? Because they were practicing this for months.
We've learned it may have been a year in the planning.
Yes. So.
Well, I think one aspect maybe that caught them by surprise was it was a holiday. And
yeah.
So with
Hamas would recognize a holiday and not attack?
No, they don't care about that.
Oh, then why do you think?
Saying the Jews were, the Israelis were caught by surprise
because they were
because
off duty.
They were at home celebrating the holiday.
Yeah, I mean to me would put me more on guard, thinking, oh, that's when they'd like to get us when we were quote celebrating, right? We're not paying attention.
That's why I have to walk through metal detectors when I go to temple.
Yeah, it's like America's watching the Super Bowl, right? That's a good time to everybody's caught up in something.
Did you go to temple over the weekend?
Not over the weekend, but for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services, yeah.
I'm just wondering what the security issues are like now in the synagogues.
I get my bags checked. I have to go through a metal detector, and it's been that way all my life.
Yeah, no, I remember that because we had a number of bar mitzvahs and bar mitzvah services at synagogues that we went to when kids were smaller, and I remember going through the metal detectors.
The prayer shawl that I wear when I'm in services, I keep it in a bag, and my bag has to be checked by security every time.
All right, when we come back, you'll have a chance at some money. That's right. The cash contest continues. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'm like never sure what hour I'm in.
In just a couple of weeks, we're turning back the clock, so you're going to be okay?
No. I'm never okay.
The beginning of November.
I barely
lose
get
daylight savings
time. Yeah, I know. It's going to get dark early.
It is, but it's going to be lighter a little earlier, not like 7 or 8:30 or 7:30 or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm big on later light rather than early light. But
all right, well, as we promised you, each hour after 1:30, we'll do the first of the three stories. The El Segundo Times has an incredible trifecta of race stories involving rather odd topics. Birds, ring cameras, and people leaving the country.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with the birds.
Birds.
And John's got a special interest in birds. So now we'll find out if John lives in a racist neighborhood.
You know, based on their criteria, it must be. Because there's a great diversity of birds in my backyard.
Oh. And I looked at that story and I said, I don't, because all I see are damn ravens or crows, whatever the hell they are. That's about all I have.
No, I
have. And they peck on my roof. It's ridiculous. They're up there causing I think, is there construction going on next door? I'm like, oh no, it's those ravens. They walk around up there and they pound on the.
Oh, they make a lot of noise. Yeah, because they're big, heavy birds. They're fat birds.
Oh, they're fat birds. Yeah. So sometimes I try to scare them or throw something up there.
But. We have yellow warblers in our backyard.
I don't think I even know what a warbler is.
My backyard one day. We'll bird watch together.
Deborah, she usually jumps in and says, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, the three of us can get together and bird watch.
No, she'll scare all the birds away.
Really? Birds are vegan, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's too much
Wait,
noise.
Birds are vegan?
I guess they eat worms, don't they?
Yeah, I think they do. They do.
I always think of bird seed and stuff, but you're right.
Yeah, but
they do peck at the ground and they eat insects, right?
Yeah. I bet an eagle could get a little dog or something like that.
Oh, that kind of bird.
But why do you need to go there?
Just cause.
I don't.
It happens. She's right. It happens.
I know, but we don't need to. We don't need that visual.
Deborah V. Eric. We love it. All right. The death toll. Well, it's going to be a while to really sort this out, but the Israeli military says that more than 1,200 people, including 189 soldiers, have been killed since this whole thing started over the weekend. In Gaza, 1,100 people have been killed. Thousands have been wounded on both sides. Gaza is not a place to be right now for a lot of reasons. Everything is cut off. They've lost power. People have to have private generators now. And of course, there's a hospital there too trying to deal with this because, as you know, there's still a lot of incoming missiles. Hamas is still firing missiles into Israel, but there are a lot of missiles coming from Israel into the Gaza Strip. And nobody's quite sure of the situation of the toll there. Egypt and international groups are looking for what they call the humanitarian corridor to try to get some aid into Gaza because right now it is completely cut off. And we're waiting to see if the Israeli military does do a ground invasion to try to root out Hamas.
I realize these are religious fanatics consumed by hatred, but do you think any of these Hamas guys, after a few days of the Israeli bombardment, one of them is going to say, hey, maybe we shouldn't have done this?
I would think more than one. Yes.
It's like, hey, that wasn't a good idea. Whose idea was this?
Yeah, and again, you're right. You think about that because obviously the invasion had quite an impact. The Israeli people are horrified. They may not feel safe. That was kind of the goal here, but yeah, the blowback is going to be tremendous.
If there was one government and one group of people, I would not want to rile up by threatening them with casual extinction. It would be the Israelis. Honestly, Eric, you'll agree with this. I mean, they are going to fight to the death. Absolutely, with all the energy and force they can collectively muster.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, America is not going to do that. Like, half of America, it's like, fine, you're the new dictator. Okay.
You're still going to get that poll where...
That poll was very revealing.
The percentage of people just said, I surrender.
I surrender. Yeah, it was like half the Democrats.
Yeah, because we've had a cushy life here, not involved.
That's okay.
That part of the world is always war-torn. And
What's the name of the new leader? Adolf? Okay, fine. Come on right in. No.
Yeah, you almost look at this broadly. You think, what did Hamas expect? Israel would turn around and say, all right, we understand. We're going to give you your territories back. Yeah, sure, no problem. I mean, simply put, that's not going to happen.
See, the thing is, when you're trying to destroy an enemy, you have to go for the kill. You can't just, you know, nick them, do some modest damage, leave them half dead. You've got to crush them entirely. Because if you don't, then you're done. And so what they did was a terrible tragedy, and they killed a lot of people. But it still was only a tiny fraction of the population of Israel.
Oh, well, they don't have the means to make a big assault, described it.
Which is why you don't do that, okay? I mean, you didn't harm their military force, their weaponry, you know, their ammunition, their capability of plotting and strategizing, and they have a nuclear weapon too. I really, that's just a dumb idea on a practical level.
All right, we'll have more on the story later on in the show with a couple of guests. When we return, though, we're going to talk about birds, your neighborhood, racism. It's an El Segundo Times special. Birds, John and Ken, KFI. I have to keep repeating that because it's hard to believe.
Birds.
John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, it's John and Ken on demand, the podcast. It's the same show, but you could listen to what you missed and listen to it more quickly.
How many people have grabbed it and go, why is this the same show? I was expecting more material.
Yeah, right. Okay, we're going to do a second show.
Yeah.
Give you 6 hours.
Did they want us to do that years ago? Like put an extra hour just on the podcast or something? I remember something being discussed. If the only media outlet you looked at was the El Segundo Times, and we call it that, it's the LA Times, but their offices are now in El Segundo. If that's all you looked at, you would believe that the United States, California, is the most racist place on the planet. You just have to conclude that. It's story after story. But today, and yesterday, we found a trifecta of what we call race stories in the El Segundo Times, and they're really, in their own ways, all humorous. We're going to start with the bird story. We kid you not, the headline of the story, how LA's bird population is shaped by historic redlining and racist loan practices.
Can you imagine waking up in the morning and reading this? LA's bird population. Because at first I thought, oh, you know, I love reading about bird populations.
Sure.
And their migrations. Historic redlining. And if you don't know what redlining is, it's what insurance companies and real estate companies do.
And banks. With the mortgages. Yeah.
If they draw a red line around a neighborhood, nobody's getting a mortgage.
Yeah, it's a high risk.
Nobody's getting a loan. And
that's considered racist, even though that's just a business practice, considered good investment if you're a bank, right?
What they do is they determine, what your ability to pay the loan is.
Right.
Now, I'm sure there
is. And it's unfair in regards, perhaps there's definite residents in that redlined area that can do very well with the mortgage. It's just Xing out the whole neighborhood is probably a little severe. That was the problem with it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they went too
People
far.
People should be evaluated on an individual basis to whether or not they're a good risk, no matter what their race is or income or whatever.
And you
have to go through the whole detail of it.
This is stuff that went on in the 1930s and 1940s and 1950s, all right? There was a lot of terrible things that were done back then.
Yes.
But, most of them have been fixed. However, apparently
was a time where it was too fixed, when we had the mortgage meltdown and everybody got a mortgage. Yes. Oh, income stated. Fine. You make that much. We believe you. Right. Yeah. There we go. We always love to cycle this country. So they start the story, and it's by Doreeny Pineda. She's a staff writer who basically covers the drought. I'm not kidding you. That's her job.
And there's no drought right now.
No, so she's got to do something else. And, of course, what's big with the El Segundo Times and the assignment editors is anything to do with race. Can you find anything? You're on the drought, but nature, birds.
Bird watching can be racist.
Well, it starts off with a couple of bird watchers in Boyle Heights. Right. And they found they're out there with their binoculars, a house sparrow. It says here the house sparrow is an urban creature that thrives where people do. They're resilient, adaptable, and aggressive. If you get the idea here, it means that in the poorer neighborhoods or the ones that were historically redlined, this is probably one of the few birds you're going to see there.
That's all you're going
to
get.
Less than 10 miles to the northeast, they go to San Marino, which is wealthier. And instead of just sparrows and ravens and common pigeons, oh no, among the manicured lawns and mature trees, very different assortments of birds. They found a band-tailed pigeon. They also recognized acorn woodpeckers, a California towhee, dozens of turkey vultures, a dark-eyed junco, a mockingbird, an Anna's hummingbird, and a black phoebe. Mm-hmm. Now, John, have you spotted all those in your neighborhood?
Not the black phoebe, no.
Oh, you dark-eyed junco? Junco? Junco?
I told you, I saw the yellow warbler. And I've seen cardinals.
Did you look up the warbler with the El Segundo Times? Is that considered a good neighborhood?
Neighborhood bird? We have a diversity of birds, definitely.
Oh, okay.
It's not just house sparrows. House sparrows are kind of ugly little birds. But the yellow warblers, there was a whole family of them living in our backyard.
Okay.
Bright yellow. In fact, I saw it. I'd never seen one before. And I went online to try to identify it.
Oh. I occasionally do hear in my neighborhood the good old woodpeckers. I don't know if it's an acorn woodpecker. I'm looking at a picture of one here. I don't know as you go up to look at the woodpeckers, but I can hear them. And it is true. You do hear their sound as they hit the trees.
Oh,
but anyway, it's called the luxury effect. Wealthier and typical whiter neighborhoods attract a larger and more diverse population of birds.
So,
and that's the bottom line with this.
So white bird watchers in white neighborhoods have a certain bird watching privilege.
Yes, you could argue that.
Yes.
And my favorite, the tree canopy, of course, attracts a diversity of birds because they like the shade. They like the trees, right,
now,
to venture into.
You're probably at home saying, where the hell does this stuff come from? Well, according to the El Segundo Times, in a new study, the researchers argue that the difference in bird populations is a lasting consequence of racist home lending practices from decades ago, as well as modern wealth disparities. And they even have a chart showing you where what the desirable neighborhoods are.
That's from the 1930s.
Yeah. What the best neighborhoods, the declining neighborhoods, hazardous neighborhoods, I guess, to loan money. And
I have to say, mine turned up red, so I'm hazardous.
You're in a hazardous neighborhood?
I am, yeah. And there's parts of Santa Monica that are, too. Do you see, or is it Venice? I can't tell which they're on that map there with the red.
Now, are they hazardous because of the threat of tsunamis and flooding?
I didn't know that. You're right. It doesn't say.
I mean, some
just says for investment purposes.
All right. Some areas are red and it looks like they've been at poor neighborhoods or maybe dangerous neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Then the ones along the coast, I got to believe it's got to be the water, the ocean.
Yeah, except for look at Palos Verdes Estates, all green. It's very desirable. So
yeah.
I don't know about
that.
Well,
they're high up.
I guess that's true. Historically redlined non-white communities such as Boyle Heights have less tree canopy, greater housing density. Well, that's why they have less birds. But that, I mean, honestly.
What? So I'm supposed to feel guilt when I go in my backyard and look at the yellow warbler? I can't enjoy the yellow warbler. I have to stand there and go, you know, the only reason I can see this yellow warbler is because of my white privilege.
Oh, they do mention them here. Forest birds such as yellow-rumped warblers, band-tailed pigeons, acorn woodpeckers, and black-throated gray warblers are more abundant in these areas like yours.
Yeah.
Do you know which kind of warbler you've been looking at?
Definitely.
A black-throated gray warbler?
No. It's definitely bright yellow.
Oh, that's the yellow rump, probably the yellow rumped warbler.
Probably the yellow rumped warbler, yes.
Okay. I thought you were really getting into this so you would know. I thought you were going to become an expert.
I can't remember all the species. I have a problem remembering the different species of flowers or trees or birds. It's like I like looking at them in the moment and I'll look them up online, but then, 5 minutes later, I've forgotten what I read. I just can't seem to retain the names of all these things.
Right.
Maybe if I did it every day. See, when I was a little kid, let's say about 7, 8 years old, I had my Cub Scout binoculars and I took a lawn chair and I went in the backyard and I threw out some sliced bread and I'd sit at the other end of the yard and look through the binoculars and marvel at all the birds that came to eat the bread.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing, we had Blue Jays, we had Cardinals, we had...
Well, obviously, you grew up in an affluent green area.
Well...
But you never said that. You always said you didn't.
There were a lot of trees. Wasn't affluent, yes. But they...
We had a lot of trees, too, and there was a lot of birds.
There were plenty of birds.
I can't say that I ever cared. I was just in the backyard playing wiffle ball. I didn't notice any birds, unless they got in the way.
I've always had this weird bird thing.
A bird fetish,
yes. That's really an unkind word to use, but by the way, now that you brought this up, one of our friends, they had this little fluffy dog, it looked like a mop, the fluffy end of a mop, and some big hawk came one day and swooped, left, right in front of the family, picked it up, and flew off, and they found the remnants of the dog
elsewhere in the neighborhood. What is this, a tit for tat?
It's the circle of life.
It's horrible.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, we'll continue on. Of course, after 2 o'clock, we'll have a special guest on the show. The Consul General of Israel to the Pacific Southwest will join us right after the news at 2 o'clock to talk about what's going on, of course, with the attack by Hamas inside of Israel last weekend. That'll come up after the news at 2 o'clock. One of my favorite stories of the week from lovely San Francisco is maybe not a surprise, but obviously a lot of major cities in this country are seeing a scourge of stolen cars. Particularly hitting up like the Hyundai and Kias. You probably know about that by now because of the way they can rig it to steal the car easier. Anyway, there are people in San Francisco who are tracking their stolen cars by tracking their parking tickets. Not kidding you. Susan Ashton is fighting a ticket she got last month on San Francisco's Park Street for blocking a driveway. Same crow goes for a woman named Christy Gagan, who was written up a month ago that on Turk Street for getting in the way of street sweeping. Neither women can match somebody named Zoila Turuno, who's pushing back on each of the 8 tickets she received in May on Stillman Street in San Francisco. They're fighting the citations because the cars were stolen, then parked illegally by thieves. They're using the parking tickets to track where their cars are because San Francisco parking control officers don't give a crap. If a car is parked illegally and they want the money, they just ticket the car. And apparently, there is a possibility they could get into the system to find out if it was a reported stolen car, but it doesn't look like it's done in practice.
Yeah, they don't bother. You know, that's a great way for San Francisco to crack a lot of these crimes, right?
Oh, yeah, at least return the car to people,
return the car, sure. They're getting tickets, but instead, they're harassing the people who had their cars stolen.
Because that's the only name they have. As far as the car getting a parking ticket.
But if somebody walks...
They don't know the thief's name.
Right. But so now you have to go, to court and try to prove that your car was stolen in September and there's tickets from October? I mean...
I guess if you filed a stolen car report, it would be in the record somewhere.
I know, but
it seems like they could get their act together and coordinate this so when a parking ticket officer comes up an illegally parked car, he can find out if it's a stolen car and not ticket it.
The license plate should match right away. Why can't they have a database of stolen cars? They could.
I know.
It could be done. They just don't do it because they don't care. They figure, these people, some of them are going to pay their tickets.
So this woman found her car on the night of August 18th. Her Infiniti SUV was taken from outside her home. When she reported the theft to police, she also visited the social network next door, where several posters suggested she plug her license plate into a website for the San Francisco Parking Ticket Agency. By Monday, sure enough, she was ticketed in the Fillmore neighborhood, where thieves had apparently abandoned it. Her husband drove, waited for police. They told him not to touch it. When they arrived an hour and a half later...
They
hadn't arrived in an hour and a half. He drove the car to the police station. The car was full of stolen property, credit cards, burglary tools, motorcycle parts.
No!
The guy said it looked like a chop shop was set up inside my car.
This is total anarchy. So they stole the car and then they used it to steal a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, they stored the stuff.
Then they dumped the car and she gets the ticket.
Yes, she gets the ticket, right.
You can't live there.
Car owners reported more than 6,000 stolen cars to San Francisco police in both 2021 and 2022. And of course, San Francisco police tells the Chronicle, oh, we recover most of the cars. We do. Yeah. Is it because the people who got the parking tickets helped you? Or
I want proof of that. I don't believe that.
Yeah, it says here San Francisco parking officers could locate stolen cars, but it would require a technological fix.
So fix because it.
Because non-police agencies don't have access to law enforcement databases. You see, that's where the stolen cars are.
So fix it.
They should fix it. But
all this can be fixed, and it can be fixed very quickly. To attach one database to the other?
Exactly.
No,
but again, it's more important to collect the ticket money, right?
Yeah, I know.
To help people with stolen cars.
Right. Especially, God, I mean, a huge percentage of people have had their cars broken into or stolen in San Francisco.
Big percentage. I've seen those polls.
Yeah.
Right.
Hardly anybody. I think almost every person in San Francisco at least knows of somebody who's had their cars broken into or stolen.
All right. More coming up. We're going to talk to the Council General of Israel to the Pacific Southwest to be our special guest concerning Israel against Hamas. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.